3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings and a happy Monday to each and every one of you. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're happy to have you here for a Monday. Monday, I'm so alone. Monday, I've been alone. Monday, I am so dull. I am so, like, nothing going on in my world. If I didn't hit that egg, if I didn't hit that golf ball, I wouldn't do anything. I would be just a total mess. A hot mess, because my wife and son are out of town. They are in Northern Virginia, your neck of the woods, Rob.
You know, it's funny. I ran into him like 6 or 7 times this weekend. I saw him at the Outlet Mall, and I saw him at Heckinger's, and then they came over for tea.
Heckinger's isn't in business anymore.
That's what we found out when we got there. And we were both there, and I said, Carla, this place is closed. And she says, yeah, it is. And I'll see you later. And that's what happened. It was very awkward.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. Actually, I have an effect for that. I know I do.
Yeah, but I didn't say that to her. That's disrespect.
Hey, good looking. No, it's not working. Hold on. I'll fix it.
All right.
I've got. Oh, that's the ducking you were talking about before.
Quack.
Right. Quack.
Josh, did you know that when a duck quacks, it doesn't echo?
I don't know about that.
What if it's in a canyon?
Yeah, what if it's in a room that echoes? I've never seen a duck that's not.
Hey, Rob, we'll be back to pick you up later.
Worth the wait.
You know, Mike, if you quack into there, no reverb.
What's that?
If you quack into there, there is no reverb.
Okay, let's try it.
No, right. That's not the same. That's electronic reverb.
Oops.
Quack, quack. I heard the reverb.
Well, it's because it's electronic. But, Josh, if you were to Google right now, why doesn't a quack echo, you will see evidence that it doesn't. It's just a weird thing. I don't get it, and I don't understand it. Do you?
No, I don't believe you.
And, oh, it's true, though. Geese, that echoes, but not ducks. See, if, my father is lousy
with
ducks.
If anybody is curious as to what the show's going to sound like when I'm dead, you're hearing it right now.
Oh, so for the second part, stay tuned.
You're going to hear it right now. Ducks.
Ducks.
That's what he's talking
about. Echo.
Does it?
It does. The fact that it does not is a myth. So quacks echo. Ducks are not magical.
But when one has a small mind, myths become reality.
You rely on these myths to structure your life.
You have been myth-laden for most of your life. There are many, many wives' tales and myths that I believe you consider sacred.
Can you name one offhand?
That your hands will grow hair on them?
And they have. It's magnificent.
I don't know. I'm too busy playing with my computer and trying to get it to
your
work.
Your computer or your board?
My computer.
Oh, okay. For sound effects?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
A really dumb computer question.
No, not at all.
Just because I will sidetrack myself, and I will be doing this, and I will not be paying attention to you two, and the show will suffer, and yes. I need to get back on track.
And we
so the
will
question
suffer.
Is, yeah. when you put up a, like you say, new window, and the windows, instead of just popping up, they go sideways when you hit one. They go like out of the picture. How do I get them back?
Did they disappear to the right or the left?
Right.
Sweep left on your mouse.
I don't see if it comes back. I use a mouse pad.
Well, the mouse pad then. All the mice live there at the mouse pad. Groovy, daddy-o.
No, it's like everything's screwed up. Everything's screwed up on my computer. Maybe if I sweep left. No, that's not work either. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm an idiot.
Nice. Can we start the show now?
Yeah, let's start the show, because I don't spend much time away from my son and my wife.
You must feel disoriented and out of sorts.
Well, I can't talk about it today, but I can talk about it tomorrow. And it's I have taken to occupying my time this weekend with a rather significant project. That requires handy skills.
Oh.
And I'm here to say that I give it, I told Josh before the show, I gave it a nice solid 7. Probably okay. A 7. Not an 8, not a 9, a 7.
That's a C in any grading scale?
That's a C.
Yeah.
That's a C.
And for do-it-yourself, 7's normally a big win.
Yeah, I'll take that. Did you use any of your tools in your garage? You've got so many tools.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I used multiple tools, but I added, too. And I used a fan because I was working outside. and so I had my little battery-operated. What now, why is that comical to you?
It's just comical that you're outside with a fan.
Why is it comical? Why?
Because he's not familiar with Florida weather.
Okay.
You need a fan everywhere, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have the heat waves, but we've got 95 degrees. That's a good day. And I took the dogs out yesterday.
Yes.
A side note, being alone, if it was just me.
Yes.
I love them to death. They're fine. They'd be looking for another home.
Oh.
They're not worth it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I don't like them.
Not even.
I don't like them. No, not like, I don't like, I don't love them enough to,
God,
to
you,
keep them around.
You loved them just moments ago, it seemed.
It seemed that way, but I'm telling you, it's just, when you do about a 45 minute to an hour walk with the dogs,
mm-hmm.
and you come inside and within 5 minutes, there's dog poo in the middle of the kitchen floor.
Yep.
I'm like, I give up because I don't, I'm not going to do the, I've done the
praise.
Do
you know which one did it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the idiot.
I don't know which one that is.
Oh, the new one. But the other one pees now. He's gotten worse and worse because the other one's an influence on him. But they have not.
At least they're pooping on tile.
Usually when Carla goes away and Michael goes away, I'll call him into the bed and I'll say, hey, you know, sleep with me. No. Not the whole weekend.
You know what?
No, don't have anything to do with them.
They're out of sorts, too.
They're in their pen, and they'll be in their pen until I take them out for a walk. Then they'll go back in their pen, and I'll watch a little TV, and then when I go to bed, I'll put them in crates. They are not seeing freedom this weekend.
Wow. They share a pen, but they don't share a crate, do they?
No. They have their own separate crate. They're very comfortable. They're very comfortable going into their pen and their crates, but it's not a lot of fun having them around
when you can't interact with them. Are they side by side?
They're side by side.
So it's like two prisoners talking to each other?
You know what? Tonight, Mike, it might be more fun. Why don't you stack the crates?
That's a great idea, because Winslow would be the tougher one to stack, and he can go on the bottom one.
Exactly.
And then, you know, tier two, Stubby can be in tier two above him. And,
but you see, Mike, the dogs, don't blame them right now. They're out of sorts as well. I remember one time when Linus was younger and Carrie and both kids went away for a weekend, he started like taking all of his toys out and lining them up on the floor. And that's what he did every day. And I'd put them away and he'd put them back out. He's not a very toy-driven dog, but I think it was his way of saying, hey, are they coming back? I've made this for them. So you're not getting their best behavior. What's going to happen is Carla and your son are going to come home and they're going to be excited. And then they're going to release one more time and then they're going to be good.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
I mean, I really don't care for it. I don't like them. I'm not a dog person. I guess maybe it's my old age that I'm just.
You are
I'm
a dog person.
It.
You are.
I like that the chat room thinks you are getting notes from Alligator Alcatraz on how you handle your dogs.
Yeah, that is just, boy, were they excited about that. They were really excited. I heard a couple of guys when they first put that in. They loved that. That went away really quick. That really, really went away.
Well, there's other things to worry about now.
Yeah, but that's gone. That stayed longer than I would expect.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised at everything that's going on with that. And now they're talking about the sex doesn't matter. It's the cover-up they're concerned about. But, mm-hmm. I mean, what I don't get is maybe because I've been so inundated with it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of the industry of it. I'm tired of the industry. It's like, yeah, we know he's bad. We elected mm-hmm. him anyway. So c'est la vie. That's it. He's a bad person. Everybody admits it. He's a bad person, but a good president. That's what they say. I don't think he's either. But, I think he's a bad person. So it's just going on and on and on. And will we ever see it? No, we'll probably never see it. We'll never see the files. We'll never know what happened. It's just so tedious, the whole
I'm so ready. He's not going to be president again, is he, Josh? He's not going to be able to do that third term, is he?
No.
Isn't that constitutionally prohibited?
Yeah, that's a
I'm just tired. It's less than 1 year into his presidency. I'm exhausted. The country's exhausted.
Remember it's 5.5 years into his presidency because he sort of picked up where he left off with the ground running.
Still isn't right. But did you enjoy his golf video from this weekend?
Okay. I watched it a bunch of times because I'm a golfer.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I watched it, I cried BS. I think it's a complete ruse that they're going to come out and they're going to say he didn't. Because I looked at that guy from a distance, the first shot, and he doesn't throw a golf ball. Then they do a second shot that shows him clearly throw the golf ball. Yeah. And I don't know, because with AI, who really knows? AI is amazing. I mean, you never really know what they can generate. They can generate anything that's in your imagination. So do you think it was completely legit? I'll ask our lone Trump supporter on
the team. I'm not sure because I had the same thing where at first they showed the video and it didn't stand out to me. Then the golf ball is almost too clear in the video when he drops it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Like suspiciously clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, normally when you look at like a field, like you don't know exactly where to look for the golf ball. But here it's very clear when it drops, like a baseball flying through the air, and it's 4 foot. So I don't know. The answer is it doesn't matter, really.
Do you think if we got a definitive answer on whether or not he cheated at golf, that could end his presidency?
But there's already books about him cheating and stuff, and people have written about him cheating at golf.
Commander in Chief, Rick Riley, phenomenal writer for Sports Illustrated. But Samuel Jackson, multiple tour players, the guy from Sports Illustrated wrote it because he had played with Trump. Multiple Trump partners have talked about it, the fact that he cheats, and it's what it demonstrates to me is his shamelessness, which is the brazen. It's the same thing if you go back and look at the Tiffany diamond and platinum cufflinks that he would give away, and they were pewter and zirconia. It's like breathing to him. Lying is breeding. It just doesn't work really well with a person in government. But that's where we are with that right now. I think the best one was Mike Tirico's. Did you ever hear the one about Mike Tirico?
No.
They're on either a par four or a par three. I don't know. And Tirico hits his shot and watches it land on the green. And when he gets up to the green, his ball's in a bunker. And the caddy or whoever said he threw it into the bunker. You were 10 feet. You were 10 feet away from the pin. He threw it into the bunker.
Wow. So it's not just enough to advance your own game. I think
he's done it forever. It's not
I'm
like
sure he has.
It's not like he hides it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when he puts his name on a trophy on the wall at the clubs that he owns.
Yeah.
That's not true. Yes. He didn't win the club championship. I've seen him play. He's not a club champion. Funny to watch. He does that, and he doesn't care.
Well, that's why we need him and Kim Jong-un to go head-to-head.
Because that was the one where... Was that Kim Jong-un, or was it his father, where they talked about he shot...
I think it was the dad.
18 hole-in-ones?
18 hole-in-ones?
Yes.
Which is just funny. Oh, my God. What is that? Jim Hoffman, what does it make? Can you imagine if they all lied? What do you mean if they all? Who? Who's they?
Probably all the people that are opposing.
They were all lying. Yeah, they were all lying.
Yeah. But the stories kind of line up pretty good, so I would say it's probably pretty true.
No, like, for example, when Bill Clinton played at a club I used to be a member at in Washington, D.C., the rap on it was that they would talk about women and that he was very flirtatious. And then I got it straight from a waitress that was working there that of his, you know, flirtatiousness. And it was like, there it was. And I think that happens, you know.
Did President Clinton, did he drop a ball?
I don't think he.
On the course.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he might be a cheat too, though, to a certain extent.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Well, maritally or
no,
golf?
No, marital, but he also, but he did some of that stuff, I think. But I don't know.
But I think if you're a sitting president, I guess you have the right to do what you want to do. But what troubles me is that I don't think Bill Clinton built a life on, you know, lying and cheating. I don't
think
he
also
did.
Going over, you know, when you're a sitting president and promoting your golf courses. So
yeah.
Here's how I look at it. I think that we do a thing on the golf course called gimmies, which probably results in guys having a tough time putting two footers when it's a real competition and they have to putt them. And really, if you're really, really doing letter of the law every time I go out for a money game where I'm betting and playing a casual round, you would, you would putt everything. Well, I don't. Is that cheating?
No, not if it's established within the group.
Yeah, well, we're playing against other people sometimes, and sometimes we're not, and sometimes when the person you're playing against. But
way,
I think
you turn in the scorecard at the end. So
we turn in the scorecard at the end.
Does it?
But yeah, it's you know.
John Daly referred to Bill Clinton as Billigan for the amount of mulligans that he would take.
That's the thing. It was the mulligans. That's the deal with mullies. So yeah, I mean, it's just so brazen, is what, and I think that. You're dealing with a guy that probably gets away with it because people are always, intimidated by his power, whether he was a president or not, when he was a big, stupid, rich guy. And they'd go out there and they'd let it happen. And, you know, calling him out, if he was in a regular Joe game, you threw that on the ground. You would be drummed out. You would be drummed out, and I would welcome people from his clubs to bring it up, but they'd be thrown out of his club probably. Mm-hmm. But there is not a country club or a municipal regular game in the United States where if that was done, you would not be ever asked to play again, ever. That's and they say, well, it's just a game. Yeah, it's a game, but it's a game you play, and that's part of the fun of the game is that you try to do the best you can.
Yeah.
And you have a bad day and you have a good day.
Well,
you know?
And that's part of what makes that video that came out from Scotland hard to believe, because the golf cart pulls up, you can't see a golf ball, and then
Can we bring up the video?
Another guy that just knows, oh, I have to go and drop a ball. There's no conversation about it. It's not like he's cheating on his own. It's people around him that know to do this.
I would like to see Trump when he was like 22 and he didn't have the balls yet to do something like this. And if he cheated and he got away with it, he probably just laughed and laughed and laughed because he got a chance to do it.
No,
and
then
it reinstates
him?
It.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the very first time he cheated.
He never laughed. He never laughed when he was 10. When he went to military school, he didn't laugh. He didn't laugh. He cheated then, too. I mean, that, it's just, I think he was raised in such a way where, you know, if you can get away with it, you do. Well, not even on the scale, but didn't your old man kind of teach you to kind of get over on the man, really, occasionally, like the guy that the company you're working for, or like,
well,
right,
you like,
to a
you
degree?
Like to, you like to worsen that than it actually is.
I was trying to soften it. I really was. I mean, but it's like, you know, take advantage when you can take advantage.
Yeah, but that's not cheating.
I didn't say it was cheating. I said, but it's a softer amount of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid to not take advantage of something that's available to you.
Well, that's the reason Trump owns the courses. Why not take advantage? I own them.
Yeah, I don't own any golf courses. My dad only he's down to two.
No, but please explain what I'm talking about. Don't get mad. Don't get upset. The thing where he would have the job that he'd be going to another job. I don't remember the stories. He used to tell stories all the time about he'd be going to another job and he'd be getting, I mean, if I'm talking out of school.
No, keep going. I'm curious because it'll refresh my memory.
He would have another gig and he'd switch jobs and he'd get paid at one job and he wouldn't be, know what I mean?
His firm.
I don't remember the details.
He's lovingly retired now, but in his business, moving around was key to advance yourself and to, you know, absolutely go up the ladder as fast as you can. And he was really good at it. I don't know that it was getting one over on the man, but it was definitely, you know, being more aware of his surroundings. And, you know, it's like if someone mischarges you for something at a store in your advantage, do you call them on it or do you just take it and go? Because that's cheating.
It depends how big of a difference.
Okay, like...
I've definitely told a clerk, hey, you've mischarged me for this.
Okay, I've done that too. But it's... I think that it's... What you're talking about as far as getting one over on the man, I don't think that's exactly the way I was brought up. It was brought up, you know, to take advantage when you have something handed to you.
Right.
And just, well, here, you know, to jump on it.
Here is Trump in Scotland this week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the big video everybody's talking
about.
All
right.
Can you believe it?
It looks real.
It looks AI to me. It looks a little AI to me.
Does
I'm not trying to piss my left-wing friends off, but no, I really want
to. What to you says AI?
It's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
It looks like a snowball being thrown out of the caddy's hand to me. And it's a grainy video.
It is.
You know, but I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. Take a look. Let me see it again because it is fun to watch. You know, is that his own private caddy that was doing that? You know? Is that a guy that gets... See, those are two different clips, it looks like to me.
No, count the bounces on the ball.
All right. I don't see a ball there. Oh,
right.
So he's out of frame there is what they're saying. I don't know. Now he's walking over. Do you see a ball?
One, two, three,
I don't.
Stop.
There it is.
Oh, does it come into the frame? Maybe it's my eyesight. Now the second one I see.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh. That would be like a massive deal with guys that I play golf with. It'd be huge. Anybody that's a golfer knows what I'm talking about, you know?
And
I mean,
it's
really.
The fact of how obvious it is that makes it hard to believe it's real.
Yeah, it does. Although the shots do match. It's the same number of bounces each time.
That just means they zoomed in on it.
Yeah, but Mike said it was two different shots. I was just saying it looks like the same shot slowed down. Do you think that it's less obvious because there were people on the other side of the caddy watching that mattered?
I don't know.
He definitely favored the left side when he dropped it, and you might not see it if you're behind him.
Yeah, and he should have done a better job with the golf cart to block where the ball will be dropped.
Yeah,
yeah. Obviously, they're out of practice.
I know, but it's just like it's weird.
It's
just,
frustrating.
I mean,
it really
as someone who loves the game as much as I do, and somebody who the it sounds jive to say it, but the love of the game is what makes you play it the right way, because if you shoot a 79, you know, and you break 80, which is a milestone for a lot of golfers, you want to do it honestly. You want to do it legitimately. But I think there are probably 10 times during a round where, you know, you could do something that was a little bit hinky.
I wonder if Trump played with himself.
You just don't. I don't.
If Trump played a solo round, I didn't mean if Trump played with himself. If he played a solo round, would he still cheat?
Well, it's like if you have a hole in one, which I did a few weeks ago, and thank you. That's so sarcastic.
Well, it's your second hole in one.
You're such an asshole.
Yep.
You really are. You're such an asshole.
I didn't know you hit a hole in one.
Okay. Forget it.
No, go ahead. Go.
But I'm not talking to either one of you. Rob's mad because I said that he comes from a grifter family, which he does. But that's
you know what
right.
I'd like to see about that video? I'd like to see video before and after. I'd like to see Trump then hit that golf ball.
Yeah, I'd like to see like if they were really covering him in a tournament.
Yeah.
And you saw where the ball went.
What if what he dropped?
So what I was going to say about the hole in one, if I did that and I was out playing around by myself, it would be horrible. It'd be one of the worst things that could happen to you. Be one of the worst things that, even if I was with my son, it wouldn't be good. Mm-hmm. But when you're with three other dudes, that's what makes it special. Even if the three dudes don't really give a rat's ass.
No.
And there are people that do and then people that don't.
No,
the
you kind say of they didn't that, give a rat's ass. They had to at least be enthusiastic
about what they
saw. Oh,
they were cool. They were cool.
Yeah.
I busted balls about it. I said, you know, the enthusiasm was palpable. And it wasn't. But the first time I was with a guy, And he was really, hey, we got to go call the pro shop, get a picture, make sure you get a picture, make sure. And it was really fun to be with him because he was making it really, really special. I was with a guy that got one time, and I did Keith Jackson and a video for him when he was running down to the green to check on his ball. He said, whoa, Nelly, there goes little Tommy Martino. He's zipping right down to the hole. Right. That's the guy, really, the guy's name that got it. And he said, and then after the round, I'm the greatest guy to have a hole in one with because I have, I'm the mouth of the South. I'll tell anybody. I'll tell the birds that he got a hole in one. And I walk up to this one guy who's at Cocoonville, a noted dick, and the guy, and I said, hey, how about our guy here, hole in one on number 17? And you know what his answer was?
What?
I've had 11.
11 holes in one?
And that's the response to this guy's hole in one. It's like dickish.
Yeah,
that's
very dickish.
If I owned a golf course, there would be video cameras everywhere on that course. So that if you come in and say a hole in one, I'd say, great, let's get the video footage of it for you.
Yeah.
And you know, it's an interesting point. It's an interesting point because I'm saying to myself, what greater memento would there be than an actual video of you doing that? But like all things, it's all fleeting. It's all fleeting. You get tired of watching it after a while.
Do we see the shot he takes with that ball?
No, that's all we see.
Because what I would love is if we saw him hit it and it was a gag golf ball that exploded into like talcum powder, then it's not cheating. Then it's just a merry prank.
Do you know, though, seriously, what are we talking about right now? We're not talking about the Epstein files. We're talking about cheating in golf. I don't know what to believe anymore because I don't know what is being put out there, negative or positive. I think if you got a good golf cheating story, it's a hell of a way to divert from Epstein. Yeah. And we have short attention span.
It is a better diversion than what Gabbert was doing last week.
Yeah.
With blaming Obama. This is way better.
Yeah, it's more entertaining. And and really, ultimately, that's what it's all about. I think we like to be entertained.
Yeah.
That's what it comes
down
to.
I do think that the president was probably disappointed that we didn't run with the real sugar and the Coke story more. I thought he thought that would be a better distraction.
Where he pals up to the guy that was Big Sugar from, I forgot where he was from.
Well, the whole thing is a lie. Because
he's supposed to be a sex guy, too. He's supposed to be a sex trafficking guy, too.
That's
that
like
likes the guy that owns the sugar cane fields. I forgot what country it's in. It's
did not realize that. I did not realize that.
It's ridiculous. That. You know, I get back to... it's not that I don't know what to believe anymore. I know what I don't want any more of, and I can't believe we have to sit around and wait because it's just not. You know, Josh, you will admit. I mean, if things were going to get better, it would have been nice to have them get better right away.
I think I like policy moves he's making, and he has a major communication problem with how he rolls things out.
Yeah,
as in it should be less of him speaking.
Oh, my God. That's him right now.
Pick up the phone.
Don't bother me. Don't bother me when I'm on the show, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Have you noticed?
Mr. President.
Eggs are pretty cheap.
Are they really?
They've come down.
They are. They did come down, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got eggs for $4 and change the other day.
Yeah.
And simple stuff like gas prices are lower than they were a year ago. Mm-hmm. But he comes out and says, gas is under $2. It's not.
It's not.
Yeah, I get it.
And
he
comes out and lies about that. Instead of just letting his policies speak for what they are, he talks too much.
He's a reality show host. He can't help himself.
What is NVM?
Never
sorry,
mind.
Mike.
Never mind.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. When I turn the comments on, my ADD gets the best of me.
Yes. You know?
Jim Phillips says $2.78 a dozen. Where's that?
At Jim Phillips's house.
He has chickens.
He does.
He has chickens.
He also
sells backyard.
He sells blueberries and weed and chicken eggs.
Hey, you know, one of the people that up in Maine that sold eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could get something else there too.
I think it's
It was crab meat. It wasn't eggs. It was crab meat. And Carla decides to drive into their backyard.
Oh no!
Behind their garage, and we see the fields, and suddenly, you know, we get all scared that we came in on a drug deal or something.
Is it legal now in Maine, though?
I think so.
I think so, too.
You know, I think it is what it is. And that's, you know, that's whatever floats your boat. In this day and age, I think that's a really, really nice idea. Go out and get really high. Rob has known it for years. That's
of course.
You're
Josh,
high
I don't
now,
know if you, I don't know if you know this, but on my refrigerator in the kitchen, I have a bowl. It's a beautiful stoneware bowl that my father made in pottery class. And that's where I keep my marijuana.
Well, you eat gummies, seriously. Like aside from the joke, you eat gummies, right?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, Seoul has come out with a 15-milligram gummy that tastes like cherry.
Yeah.
That's sensational. And now, you have that, and an hour later, everything on TV is funny.
By the
everything.
Way, if you're keeping track at home, Rob is continuously, and I'm thrilled at this, off Soda Pop, real Soda Pop, and was complaining about it today, and I don't begrudge you the what do they say, like, in addiction circles, if you because I don't buy it with you that you would be substituting one substance for another substance. Is that, I don't know, where does it, have you read anything about that or
well,
read up
have,
on it or
I
anything like that?
I have read that if you are really in the control of a substance and you stop it, be it alcohol, drugs, anything like that, you're naturally going to grab something else to fill that void in your life.
You didn't really do that, though,
no,
right?
No, no. Sometimes it's religion. I mean, it can be something like that. Or it can be, you know, screaming something from the mountaintop that you truly believe in that you didn't have room in your life for when it was being taken up by these substances. I didn't replace anything. I mean, giving up alcohol for me, I occasionally miss it. That was easy.
Well, you may have added family time.
Well, yeah. But
what, you mean he's replaced
his alcohol
with family
with
time?
Family time. Yes.
Well, no, because they're not allowing to be the replacement. They're elsewhere. But I don't think I replaced any. But I'm having a harder time with soda than I did with alcohol. And
I don't.
That's the God's
honest
truth.
Surprise me. I had a harder time with food than I did with smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, and by the way, even with my current situation, I dropped a quick five but I didn't do it on my own. I don't consider, I'm not taking credit for it. I upped the dosage is what I did.
Well, there you go. That's
smart. Upped the dosage. I tweaked the meds with that. But getting back to the whole thing, your use of the gummies.
Yeah.
Time, place, regular, not regular. You say you're happy with the Seoul gummies.
I love them.
Do you have a ritual about it? Do you monitor it? What do you do?
No, I take my evening meds at about 6:30, you know, like dinner time. And that's usually, if I'm going to have one, I'll have one then.
When you say, and how often a week would you have one?
3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
And I've talked to my doctor about it. He says, as long as you're not chain swallowing them one after another, after another, after another, you're going to be okay.
Somebody's like that with them all in your mouth. What?
Yeah. Like I was with those Shaquille O'Neal gummies. I just pounded through them. But it helps me sleep.
Well, that was just candy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it was good.
My favorite use now of the Seoul gummies is before I go to the movies to take an extra dose. Before going to the movie theater, everything's bigger, louder, more explosive. It's great.
That's awesome. Are they re-upping with all this free publicity that they're getting right now? Are we going to get them back on the show?
At the end of the year.
That's a good thing. Attaboy, Seoul.
I think we have them tomorrow.
Fantastic. Seoul,
they help you sleep.
Company.
They also, I get sometimes a stiff neck. It helps with that. And I'm not grinding my teeth as much at night. So they're very wonderful. Yeah.
And my color has never been better. And my stools are ginormous.
And my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
You know those kids that are never happy?
Yeah.
The gummy makes you just ignore them.
Yeah, it's true.
You can just sit there and just relax and not worry about them.
I still maintain that when I dabbled, this is probably 2 years ago down in Key West, Florida, when I went to visit my sister down there, I had that same feeling. And it is a feeling of being trapped in a box. I do not like it. It makes me super paranoid. And even with the gummies, I do not. They are not nearly as much as you might react to smoking a joint. But
no.
I still
and
have
it's a
that,
slower,
that thing.
It's a slower uptake as well. It takes about an hour for it to happen. But you know, I think everyone is different. I gave my mom a very small dose. She wanted to try it, and it made her feel a little bit paranoid and bothered, and it didn't react to her well. But then I gave her a six-pack of the soda, the pot soda, and she had one of those, and she had the best night of her life. So sometimes I think it's finding the product.
Yeah, I think I tried the soda, but that was the experiment that failed when I lived 10 minutes away from the football field, and I couldn't find my way back home. Telling the truth. Speaking of,
I've had that issue as well.
You shouldn't have been in a car.
It was not pleasant.
No,
It's one of those where you have full control of the car, but you just don't know where you are.
Yeah,
not great.
Here's what happened. I have one of those. I have one of those pot drinks, as I like to call them.
Yeah,
and and sat there, watched the football. It was really relaxed and really kind of said, hey, this is actually going to work. And then what Fatty McFadigan does, I decide to have two.
Yeah.
And I remember I finished the second one and the practice was ending. And my wife was talking with a friend of ours. And I got up out of the chair, out of my little camp chair where I was watching the practice, and I thought I was going to fall down.
Yeah, it does get your balance sometimes.
Yes.
And also, the short-term memory, it totally messes with that. Like, mm-hmm. I will be Googling something at night, and I won't remember what I started to Google.
That's just, that's the damage. That's brain damage.
I think so. That I blame on alcohol still. I'm doing my best to come around.
I know. I feel for you with the soda. Proud of you that you're staying off of that, because I really do believe, when I bust your balls about that, I'm not doing it for show. You couldn't go a day. There was a period of time you couldn't go a day without hearing a story about that, about sugar sodas. Diet sodas, sugar sodas.
To this very moment, Mike, the first thing I think about in the morning is how much I'd love to have a Coke. Still, it's been almost a month.
Yeah, that good for you. That's Will. That's Will, Rob. Will Power.
Right.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
We got some news coming up, but first I want to tell you this program is sponsored by Liquid IV. I am tearing into it because I've been working out of doors.
Yes.
Whether you are soaking up the last bits of summer or gearing up for those back-to-routine vibes, you can capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV.
Brand new this month. Brand new.
Have you gotten it yet?
I have not gotten it yet. It is on the way, I hope, because it sounds amazing.
This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange. They really pay attention to the flavors at Liquid IV. It helps keep you hydrated better than water alone. Visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Liv Hydroscience for smart hydration. Now, I buy my Liquid IV, but I hate to do this, and I hope they understand at Liquid IV. I would like you to send this to them, please.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Liquid IV. It's Mike. When you first started advertising, a few years back, they started advertising with us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they used to send over like a big cardboard box full of the stuff.
I think they still do quarterly.
Maybe to you, Pachango, but not to me.
Oh, you should have been nicer to them then.
Not to me. Yeah. This is the stuff that goes via Rob. Anything that goes via Rob will be, well, we talked about it before. There'll be a little something off the top. They practically give it to him. I need my, can you not sidetrack me, please, for one second here?
Of course.
First of all, they don't send me a box every quarter. They don't. They send me a little box every few weeks or so.
Okay.
I'm saying to Liquid IV, I will pay for your product. But one of the perks of doing your commercials, almost better than you paying the fabulous Mike O'Mara family rate for fabulous commercials, is that you sent me a little atomizer suitcase full of this stuff, and I love it. I love it more than anything I advertise on this show. Please send me the sugar-free. Send me buckets of it. Send me carloads of it. Send me trailers of it. If you have a warehouse where Liquid IV has promotional packets available for radio personalities, influencers, podcasters. Liquid IV, this is Mike O'Mara of The Mike O'Mara Show telling you, please, I don't care how big it is. If it is too much, if I get too much, I'll put it in my closet. I'll stack it up because I will drink it. The sugar-free stuff, please. More. I cannot tell you how much I love the product. Look at the size of that red cup. Look at how much liquid's in it. I brought that into the studio 2 seconds ago, and now it's practically gone.
Virtually empty. Don't you see what this man loves? Don't you see what this man needs?
Please. That's just me. For you, I can't recommend it more highly. It's wonderful stuff. Visit liquidiv.com. Use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. I'd like a little more than that. That's just me. I drink it each and every day. I am greedy about Liquid IV. Certain stuff I really require. I blew through the packet of white peach in my golf bag in like 6 seconds because I was a dipstick and gave people free samples. Not doing that again.
Company ambassador.
We're at a 2 Liquid IV pack game now. I need it.
Yeah.
Please. Anyway, it's great. It's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. It's always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. So grab a stick and start sipping. Who's the person, Josh, you deal with at Liquid IV? Do you deal with their agency or do you deal with somebody? Is there a name? Is there a named person I could give a plug to right now on the Mr. Liquid IV or Mrs. Liquid IV to just tell her how special it is? And by the way, very important, is it going to Rob's house before? No, it's not. It comes directly from Liquid IV.
Exactly. You know what? I'm not trying to get one over on you this time, Mike.
Okay. But over the years, man, oh, man, the worst thing that can happen with really good stuff that Rob and I both like is for it to go through his house to me.
I said it.
Just one stick and 16 ounces of water. Hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more.
Mike,
I got to finish the commercial.
All right.
Go to liquidiv.com. Get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. Orange Vanilla Dream. It's the cream of the crop. Is that yours?
That's mine.
That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Now, we've got news coming up, but you were going to say something.
Don't you want to say a little something to Miss Amanda Clevenger?
How do you know the name and Josh doesn't?
Well, I brought the name up, but it is Amanda and Brianna are the two people, but they are not with Liquid IV.
They're with the ad agency.
They're the agency. They're
Amanda,
a liaison.
Amanda Clevenger. I love you. There you go. And I love Liquid IV. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Sorry.
It's quite all right.
I just got all ramped up. I know. Because it's so hot down here right now.
And
it's hot
in
the rest of the country, too.
I'm alone.
More to come on that particular
thing. He's alone, Amanda.
Humans need at least 7 hours of sleep to recover, restore, and as a reprieve from our content doom scrolling. It's constant doom scrolling.
Yeah.
Thank you. According to a new poll, Americans spend nearly half of their entire day online between work, jobs, and tasks, entertainment, and socials. Here's how that breaks down. The average American spends more than 10 hours a day online. I think that's exaggeration. I'm online as much as the next guy. I really am.
Yeah, but I think it's not because people with 9-to-5s are sitting at their desk for 8 hours.
Yeah,
and maybe it never happens to be online.
And we have to be online to do this very show.
That's true. If you count that, I guess that really kind of counts, doesn't it?
It counts,
yes.
The average American spends more than 10 hours a day online. 5.4 of those hours are spent on work, reading emails, paying bills, browsing, gaming, and looking at social. And they spend another 5 hours streaming entertainment, watching movies, shows.
If they're including streaming, then it sounds a lot more reasonable because that's how I watch everything.
Yeah, I do too. Yep. 55% of them use their TV to stream content, followed by 25% who mostly use computers and tablets, and 20%, hi Carla, of people that use their phone. God.
Let's see. They're trying to make it sound a whole lot worse, like, oh, you're tied to the internet all the time. Well, we are. That's where everything communicates through nowadays.
Exactly.
You know, now that I hear that, it makes total sense. So
I'm going to try to get that number up.
Mm-hmm.
More time.
Well, you know what? You know who might be able to help you with that?
Who?
What's her name?
Amanda Clevenger.
Thank you, Rob. Jamie Lee Curtis says plastic surgery has wiped out a generation or two of natural human appearance. She calls it genocide. Here's her quote. I've been very vocal about the genocide of a generation of women by the cosmeceutical industrial complex who've disfigured themselves.
So meaning cosmetic and pseudical, like from pharmaceuticals?
Cosmeceutical industrial complex. Yeah,
right.
Big facelift.
Big cut.
I've used that word for a long time, and I use it specifically because it's a strong word. The concept that you can alter the way you look through chemicals, surgical procedures. Well, I mean, do I count with my tirzepatide that I take?
I don't think so. I don't think it's the same thing.
Surgical procedures, fillers, there's a disfigurement of generations of predominantly women who are altering their appearance. Jamie Lee adds that people like to add a filter over their face because better is fake. Quote, there are too many examples. I will not name them, but very recently we've had a big onslaught through media, many of these people. While she has strong opinion against plastic surgery, she would never confront somebody about the work they've had done. Quote, I would never say a word. All I know is that it's a never-ending cycle. That I know. Once you start, you can't stop. But it's not my job to give my opinion. It's none of my business. Well, you just gave your opinion, Jamie Lee. And by the way,
she has a movie coming out next week.
She does, Freaky Friday.
Oh, that's it.
Or Freakier Friday. It's some sort of sequel. But
would I be overstating it when I say people, men or women, who overdo plastic surgery? I think it's one of the most horrific things to see.
I hate it.
I think
that was the only thing
horrific.
When Carrie went in for her, she used to be much shorter.
No, she had a facelift.
She did. She had a facelift and some reconstruction on her nose because she was having some nose trouble. And the one thing I said is do what you want to do. But if you come back to me not looking like yourself, I'm going to hate it. And I talked to the doctor about it. I said, I can't have her come back looking like Jocelyn Wildenstein, someone she never was.
There's the cat lady. That's so horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just down here. You want to talk about it? Roll down in Naples, Florida, if you want to see people in a grocery store. Where it's like,
Carrie turned out great. I love the way she looks.
I can see how it'd be
addictive. I see the same thing with tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
People get addicted to tattoos.
Like Josh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you addicted to tattoos, Josh?
No.
How many tattoos do you have?
4.
Well, that's not bad.
You only have 4?
No. Yeah, I have 4 tattoos.
Were you going to say something before we started attacking you?
I was going to tell you that now they are marketing this plastic surgery and stuff to younger people by surgery vacations, where for like $15,000, it's a week in Turkey where they take care of you, do your surgery, and put you up in a high-end hotel as you recover.
Open bar?
I'm sure. Nothing goes with pain medicine.
And all the soda you can drink, too.
Wow!
Death has been good to Ozzy Osbourne, or more accurately, to the heirs who now collect his streaming revenue. Since Ozzy died last Tuesday, he's gained over 6 million monthly listeners on Spotify, jumping from 12.4 million to 18.7 million, and that's just as a solo artist. Black Sabbath has gone from 19.8 million to 24.7 6 million monthly listeners. Sabbath's Paranoid has been streamed 9.3 million times since Tuesday, while Ozzy's Crazy Train has 8 million streams. Meanwhile, the greatest hits package, The Essential Ozzy Osbourne, made it back into the top 10 of Billboard's 200. It jumped from 134 to number 7. People love death.
Death is good to musicians. Now, those 9 million streams of Paranoid, what they don't say is that 6 million of them were done in Herndon, Virginia.
Herndon, Virginia on Eldon Street, ladies and gentlemen. George Strait's flood relief benefit concert went down last night in Bourne, Texas, and it got major support from folks all over the world. Sadly, it also got the attention of scammers. A local couple lost $10,000 when they bought fake tickets to the sold-out show. The scam looked real, right down to the graphics and wording from George's official site. But after they wired money for four tickets, they realized it was a fraud. The scammer had altered just one letter in an email address. The couple say they're less upset about their own loss and more heartbroken that the money meant for Texas flood victims was stolen. And the couple had some harsh words for the scammer, who has still not been caught. They said, "I think they should get life in prison." I'm with you. I agree. I hate that crap.
It's really bad. I hate it, especially with charity involved. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a transaction over the weekend where I had mistakenly thought that I sold a watch online, and I didn't. And I didn't do it the right way, and they had to refund a commission. And they said, if you want to get, then I get a call, an email from a service that says, if you want to get it right away, use our service. It's the same service that, bottom line, when they get to the social security number, even if it's the last four, I'm like, see ya. Yeah. You don't need that to get me my money back, you dicks. So, if it's legit, it sure looks scammy, and they have to fix that. And if it's not legit, well, maybe I won't get the refund as quickly as I would have. So you have to be vigilant all
you
the
do.
Time.
All you the really time. Do. You do.
It's terrible. I hate that, but that's, you know, that kind of scamming, well, especially for a benefit concert, may they rot in hell.
I agree.
Finally today, Siren's Curse. The newest thrill ride at Ohio's Cedar Point Amusement Park stranded riders temporarily for at least the fourth time since it opened at the end of June. The ride is the first so-called tilt coaster in the United States, featuring a section of track that disconnects from its starting position, turns 90 degrees, and attaches to a steep decline track. Siren's Curse had previously stranded riders July 19th, July 2nd, and June 28th, its first day of public operations. No injuries were reported from any of the incidents. One rider said he wasn't bothered by the malfunction. The man, identified as a Mr. Spot Rewack of Virginia, said he didn't mind any problems at the park as long as they didn't make him go home early. There you go. Everybody,
that
thank you.
Sounds pretty amazing.
That
with
is.
That turning
it?
Track.
Yes,
turning Busch Gardens track. Had a dropping track for a while, but I've never been on a spinning track.
Dropping track, yes.
Dropping track.
That's my
would
bowels dropping.
Would you like
dropping.
To see a video of it stuck?
Yes.
Yeah,
let's
I
see
would.
It stuck. Let's see it. Absolutely. Oh, God.
That's
that metal.
I love it. Remember, this summer, make it Six Flags.
Six Flags, everybody.
They just all bought right. Cedar Fair, you see.
A little TV discussion when we come back, because a lot of people have recommended to me to watch the Billy Joel documentary. And we'll chat about it in a second here. Summertime, hot time, mountain cabin time, barbecue time, frisbee time, beach volleyball time, bug time.
Oh. Oh.
Ooh, bugs. Ew. No, thank you. If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy. Hey,
kit.
Man, their kit.
Jack.
Their kit makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, your bugs, and your climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. Follow these instructions and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. Rob did it in 8.
I did it in 8. I did.
Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, plus Pesty, kid and pet friendly. The pesticides that they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Pesty is the bestie. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. You go to pesty.com/TMS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. All right. A buddy of mine recommended that I look in on HBO's Billy Joel documentary. I forgot the title of it, but it's something like Piano Man or My Life.
I think it's called Severanced. I might have that wrong.
No, that's another one.
It is.
I love Billy Joel.
I do, too.
Billy Joel's in my top five of all-time artists. I think he's a genius. I think his music has been the...
And so it goes.
And
that's
and
what
so it,
is.
It goes.
Mm-hmm.
His music's been the soundtrack of my life. I am on... I finished part one. And if you're keeping track, I was 65 when I started part one. At the end of part one, I was 66 years old.
Wow.
Look, if you're going to give me a documentary... and you're going to break it up, then you forfeit the ability to make that go over 2 hours running time. It just it went on and on and on. And when something
I thought
you're
it was
watching,
two blocks of 2 hours. It was longer than 2 hours?
No, it's two separate 2 hour documentaries.
Okay, all right.
And I'm telling you, no matter how interested you are in the subject, when you're doing that, why don't we have like 3-4 episodes and make them shorter. I could have lived with that. It's nonstop. And by the way, Billy Joel, if there's one thing that jumps out from part one, it's just how hard it is back in that mm-hmm. era to make it in the music business. Mm-hmm. Just how amazingly difficult to have somebody with that genius, that level of genius, that doesn't make it because they get overwhelmed by the record industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you realize that you have to have people, the breaks have to come your way. And I think more than any other artist, I think people in show business who are self-aware use that word luck, that they caught a break. And Billy Joel caught a lot of breaks to get there. But his talent is, he's one of the greatest.
Undeniable.
One of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Did you get to the part where his management stole all his money? Or is that in part one or part two?
No, that's interesting you bring that up, Rob, because that's just like you. That would be the part that I'm most familiar with. They set it up where it's his brother-in-law.
Right. I think that's
the guy that did it. Mm-hmm. The brother of his ex-wife. And
so it wasn't David Brinkley who did it? who is, of course, brother to Christie Brinkley. Did not steal his money.
Hold on a second. Stop it. Stop it. That's David Brinkley's would be 130 years old.
I
that's
got
much
all this,
older than Christie.
Got all this money.
I'm David Brinkley. most people in our audience don't even know. Josh, do you know who David Brinkley is?
I know the name, but that's it. I've heard the
this
name.
This is David Brinkley, and I'm old enough to have seen him walking around Massachusetts Avenue when I went to American University.
Naked.
In the sunlight.
Oh, that must have been horrifying.
He's almost transparent. It was like, David Brinkley, here I come. Anyway, getting back to the whole thing.
He died 22 years ago.
Yeah, he was old back then. I am so sidetracked by this David Brinkley thing.
Sorry about that.
I will say, they paint a very nice picture of his first wife, even though they came together based on a betrayal. With his best friend, she was his best friend's wife, and his bandmate's wife. So that's how that started. I think they've reconciled, but it's just on and on and on. And you have so many layers to this story. I don't doubt for a second that it is a tale that needs to be told. Really, it's that dramatic. There's that much drama in his life, but you don't do it with two-hour-plus documentaries.
I disagree. I think it worked great for the Pee-wee documentary. That was two-hour blocks.
This is a total of 4 hours and 52 minutes.
That's two long movies. That's if you love Billy Joel, you're going to love this.
No,
I don't know. No. And yeah, if it's in two pieces,
it is way too much. You got things to do. You got places to go. You got things you want to see. I like my look. A feature film is a different story. If you're waiting for the ending, you're breaking up a documentary, why not break it up into three parts? Be reasonable. Make it a three-parter because that would bring people back for more. Rob, I do not bail on stuff. As a matter of fact, I like to linger with it. This one was, I started part two last night and I'm like, ugh, okay. It just goes on and on.
You can't go into it with a feeling of dread. I got to know.
That's how I felt with the Pee-wee documentary. And
too much.
That was 3.5 hours and I struggled through that in like 5 sittings to get through it.
Yeah. It's tedious. Even if you like the content.
I bet it's easier to watch than Conclave. That movie took me 6 sittings to sit through.
Well, I think I probably looked in on Conclave and didn't linger with it either.
Is the doc? Is there enough music woven throughout it to keep it interesting?
Yeah.
Performances too?
No, not performances. Not really. But enough music to let it work. I'm not saying that the subject matter is not interesting. I'm not saying the documentary is put together badly. I'm saying that you can't make people sit and, that one note, play that one note for that amount of time and then wait a week and have to do it again. All I'm asking them to do is break it up in part. You can sit there and watch something for over 2 hours in the documentary form. That's a lot of documentary. Feature film different. Feature films are different. You can sit there and watch that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. I think Billy Joel is fascinating enough that I could watch both in a night. You know, it was another really long one that was great was the Gary Shandling documentary. Was it called The Zen of Gary Shandling or the Tao of Jerry?
Was that a long one too?
Yeah, it was another two-parter, I believe, and I loved every second of it.
Okay.
Because it's telling a story.
When you go into part two, 2 soul gummies. You'll get through it.
Because
Have you gotten into part two of the Billy Joel documentary?
I'm not going to watch it. No.
Okay. I haven't started it.
Now that I see it's almost 5 hours, I'm not touching it.
5 hours. 5 hours.
I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to make Josh watch it.
Well, then both of them have dropped, so you can watch the whole 5 hours now.
Exactly, in one night.
You can start as soon as the show's over, and we'll see you at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
No, what I'll do is I'll set my alarm very early tomorrow, like 4 a.m., and I'll watch it and be done at 9, breakfast, and then back to bed.
All right. You do that. That'll be fine. All right.
I'm sad that you didn't like it. That bothers me.
I like the documentary. I don't like how long it is. It's self-indulgent when you do that crap.
Did Billy Joel produce it?
No. Would you like to know who produced it?
Yes.
Why am I saying it like that?
I don't know.
It's somebody you don't like.
Is it Will Ferrell?
Nope. It's another person you don't like.
Who gets his hands in everything?
Who gets his hands
Tom
in everything? Tom Hanks.
No!
There you go. All right, we got more show coming up, but first I want to tell you caffeine lovers.
You should have led with that, Mike.
Yes, I know.
That was the main thing against it.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks produced it.
Tom Hanks did it. Hey, caffeine lovers, how would you like to wrap your tonsils around a big mug of Charlie's Choice? It's the best. You can order or subscribe for some right now.
Right now.
Right now. Don't just drink coffee, experience it. We all know that you got to have coffee, so we want to give you the best. Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money. I love this music.
With a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door.
It's the best and freshest coffee you can find. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, where Josh lives.
Yes.
So support small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie today. If you don't, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice because...
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
Wait, that's not right.
That's not the tape.
I wanted to play this.
It's good to the last sip.
There you go.
That's right. Hot steaming Charlie. Because when Charlie says, duh, it's got to be good. That's it. Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie loved the Billy Joel documentary.
Yeah. Well, and no, it's, the documentary is okay. It held my interest, but I was certainly relieved when it was over. And then when I started the first one, I paused it to see the running time. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't go again, you know? But by the way, Rob, I think about my mortality every day. I think every day. So, I mean, you know.
Do you think the documentary is so long that it stole a portion of your remaining years?
The documentary is cutting into my good time that I have left on this planet. You know, you got to start thinking about that now.
What would you do if you hadn't watched the documentary? Your kid's away, your wife's away. What would you have done to spend that time better?
You know, that's a good question. Maybe I would have spent more time on the secret project that I'll be telling you about tomorrow.
Secret, Mike.
That was,
seven to an eight.
I'd like to fix it. I'm going to have to probably eventually fix my home project a little bit, but my
does fixing involve calling a handyman, or is it going to just be cleaning up what you've done?
I think that I could use a handyman, but I think I'm going to do it on my own. I know how to do it.
Okay.
It's just a process. It's a process. And then I've got yes.
Well, I was going to bring you back to, why are you worried about your mortality? Why are you worried about this wasted 5 hours?
Yeah.
An ad comes on. There's a lot of ads down here that I see occasionally, or I see them online, where they're talking about retirement. And they're talking about, money that you have in the bank for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about the fact that I'm very, very blessed to work and do something that I love. So I don't have any, something clicked with this show where the first six months of last year, I was doing the show to say that, hey, you know, we can chug along no matter what rocks the boat, we can do it. And then the second half of the year, I started really getting into it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really good thing. It doesn't stop me from, hearing these things and thinking about the future and wondering about, you know, the fact that I'm not starting to tap into retirement savings yet. And that when I do, they talk about outlasting your money and living to a ripe old age. And it's funny when you start adding up 20 years
mm-hmm.
to be a time frame. And then it goes from thinking about, well, I'll do that. If I start, then I'll have that for 20 years. That's pretty good. And then I start doing the math of 20 years. And when I start doing the math of 20 years, I start thinking about some of the old people that I've seen down here at Happy Valley. And I think about, and it just starts to, when you get above the age of 65, your brain is normal. And you do process the fact that people around you, the decline happens rather rapidly. In fact, it's something I would describe as you're chugging, 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 and then you're not. It's that quick.
Yeah.
And then when that comes, I've always thought to myself, am I going to be in a situation where I'm aware of that time, or I'm not aware of that? My mom, God bless her, super aware of her own mortality and super aware of how old she was and her physical condition and whether she wanted to hang in there. I've seen people that aren't, wink, wink, golf courses,
yes,
where I'm looking up ahead of me going, yeah, Jesus, they're doing an ad for an obituary.
Yeah.
And I think about it often. I think Rob thought about it when he was in his 50s because he got so sick.
I still think about it. I looked at my my estimates, and I know when I can retire and maybe make it. But my fear
At your age, you already think like that?
Sure. Don't you check on your Social Security and your 401k?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've never looked at any of that.
You're too young to. You're not going to think about it.
I guess he is.
Yep.
That'll be gone when you get to the age. Thanks.
That's always been my assumption, is I'll never see it anyway.
Yeah.
But what I think about when I see it is, what if I budget X number of dollars to last to say I'm 100 years old, and then God plays the ultimate prank on me and I live to 110 and I got nothing? That's scary. If you set out a plan and you outlast it, you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I think that, you know, I think really when you contemplate that stuff, you got to really monitor it and then stop, because when you get to be a certain age, you just sit there and you put the brakes on.
Yeah.
And you actually find yourself being more, and this is why senior citizens get along with senior citizens so well, because you get, you kind of root for the guys that are older. And I think everybody does that, but you're really doing it if you're a guy in his 60s that is playing around of golf with a guy that's in his 80s. And it really is
I don't root for old people.
I'm talking about on the golf course with friends of mine, people that I know.
All right.
I'm not talking about everywhere else. Like the person in the Lincoln Navigator that took 16 effing hours to get into the community. And I'm just like,
get in the casket now.
I desperately want
A navigator, he's got plenty of money. Don't worry about him.
Can I just say this, Josh? This is what I want to say, and then I'll let you have your piece here. But this is what I want. I want to be like moving around, who I am, vital, sharp, with it until I'm not. And then when I'm not, I want to be put in the passenger side and wheeled around to wherever the hell I have to be. I don't want to be in anybody's way because I've stayed at the party too long. The examples in show business are legendary. Bob Hope stayed way too long. George Burns, his bit was that he was 100 years old. Right. And it's just way, way too much. So what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to mention when I was out there playing pickleball with my dad a couple weeks ago, there were two people there well into their 80s out there playing every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew how much they could move around and everything to adjust to their body for the old age, but still insisted on being out there. So I was just going to share. I was trying to relate to your golf. I completely lost track while you were going on. I had a point where it tied into your golf following behind those people.
That's okay, Josh, you're still relatively new at the game,
yes,
so I give you a free pass.
Is it
really
maybe
do.
Were you gonna say that maybe Mike, if he's changed his style of golf play, he could last longer?
I was saying there's some of those 80 year olds that can still get out there and do that.
Right.
Then I play with the guy that shot in the 70s. I play with guys that shoot under their age. How great is that? It's the coolest thing in golf, in my opinion. I love it. It's fantastic.
That would be very hard for Josh.
Yes, that'd be a miracle.
It would
be.
I'd watch that whether or not he cheated.
All right, we're going to talk about Happy Gilmore 2 when we come back very briefly.
No, we're going to audio
it's video time.
Videos. Are we already? What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. You run the show.
I lost track of time. There it is.
Yeah.
I had a senior moment.
That's fine.
I had an effing I really did. I got also ramped up. I'm sorry.
We'll talk happy tomorrow, but until then, would you like to sit in the sun?
I have a piece of cake.
Exactly.
Do you have beautiful video for us that's really good today?
In spades.
All right. Okay. Well, we got more show coming up. Big news first from Derm Glow for the month of July. Almost out of it now.
Yeah.
Only GLP-1 and GIP are on sale. Let me start again.
Mm-hmm.
Big news from Derm Glow for the month of July. It's almost August. Why are we doing for the month of July?
Because now is the time to get in on it while you can.
Time's running out.
Exactly.
GLP-1 and GIP are on sale. That's right. Both full-dose weight loss and microdosing options are discounted this month for just a few days. Do you need to lose 30 pounds or more? GLP-1 and GIP are weight loss game changers. They curb your cravings. They calm your food noise. Look, I've had another experience with it where I was flat for a long time and I started losing again, and I love this stuff. It's changed my life. If you only need to drop 5 to 15 pounds, then tirzepatide microdosing is gentle, effective, and it's perfect for getting lean without harsh side effects. It's great for maintenance, too. Here's how easy it is. You take a quiz online. You get approved by a licensed provider. Then sit back. Your prescription is shipped right to your door. No appointments, no stress, just real results. And for a limited time, it's all on sale, but only until July 31st, only 3 more days.
That's it.
Get busy. Act now. Get ready to change your body and your mindset. Tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go.
Hey, I like that. Beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, gravity free, Mike. Hey.
The gravity free Jubilee. Space Station. Nation 43.
Mike?
Yeah.
Would you ever lick a battery, like a 9-volt battery?
Not interested.
Have you ever done it?
I may have, but I don't remember. You've what?
I've licked hundreds of 9-volt
batteries. So have I, because it's a great way to check if they're good.
Well, that was part of my project, and I went through. Do 9 volts, Josh, burn out quicker than other batteries? Are they more problematic? That's the question.
I do not believe so.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Okay.
As Chad,
I think
would
if
say.
You open okay. one up, I think it's like 3 AAAs inside there or something.
Okay. All right.
My cousin, John, when he was little, got a 9-volt battery and kept touching it to his dog's nose.
Dog hated it. I did it once, and but it hurt. I mean, it hurt. My mom was thinking about taking me to the hospital. It was a car battery.
Die hard.
I want to tell you. So, hey, I'm here all week, ladies. Happy Monday. That's Monday. That's my Monday funny.
I've done a lot of battery licking in my day, but not any time. I would not do it for pleasure. You do it to check if the battery is good.
Why are you doing that?
For pleasure. For pleasure. It makes mm-hmm. my tongue feel good. But what about this British brand of potato chips?
Tempted to lick a battery? Ah. Well, there's no need. You can just buy these 9-volt battery-flavored tortilla chips instead. These are from a new brand called Rewind, who are trying to break into Europe right now, and they do have some normal flavors like cheese and onion and sriracha and paprika,
sriracha.
But I'm obviously only here for the batteries. It's been a while since I last licked a battery, so I have regrettably brought my own for the direct comparison.
I do Let's like this guy.
First up, see how that tastes. Ah, tingly, unpleasant, metallic. I really can't wait to eat these now. Let's see how they fare. A lot less immediately electric, which I think is probably a good thing. Rewind says that they basically use baking soda and citric acid to get the kind of acidity going on. They're actually milder than I would have thought. Here in the UK, we really love salt and vinegar crisps, and I've had some much more intense ones than these in terms of that acidity level. What these do have, though, is a sort of, I don't know, minerally metallic aftertaste that's, I wouldn't
Look
say entirely
cat.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
I just
it does kind of
cat.
Taste like a battery, so I see what they're going for. I think the final verdict is that 9-volt battery tortilla chips do beat licking an actual battery, but I'm not sure they're making it into my regular snack rotation.
So, I like him. I like his vibe. You know?
I do too.
He's got that Brit thing going, whatever
but
that means.
Mike, if you are out in California and you are a young lady and you're at a store, say Nordstrom Rack, beware. Because on the loose right now is a problematic butt sniffer. He's had charges before.
Okay.
But he's at it again.
Alert tonight from Burbank.
This is
police.
Pat Harvey.
They've arrested a serial sex offender again. And they fear many more women may have been victimized by this man. His previous victims tonight are furious.
Don't laugh at
this.
The
man keeps being arrested and being released. KCAL's Hunter Sowards is live from Burbank Empire Center, which why he was back on the streets doing the same thing. Hunter?
Pat, it's the question everyone's asking right now, and sadly, they fear there's more victims out there.
Yeah.
They're asking anyone who may have seen something suspicious here at this shopping center on Tuesday to contact Burbank police. Now, as you mentioned, those victims are outraged that he is allegedly out and being accused of doing something like this again. It's a 2023 TikTok that went viral.
I was so freaked out when I turned around and saw him literally under me.
A woman confronts a man at a Barnes & Noble for getting uncomfortably close, seeming to sniff her.
What are you doing?
That's Michaela Witter. She posted the video.
I'm not laughing anymore.
So just watch out, folks. It's very gross, and it's not okay.
All right, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
All right. Because this is, I went from chuckling to not chuckling to reacting this way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get arrested if you just give him a roundhouse right at head level and just kick him right in the head?
Hard to say.
I'd like to see a lady
but
do
think
that.
There's a good chance he would not press charges.
Yeah, he'd run away.
Yeah. Because he's had this on his record before, and that's just what he does. I know.
I was tying my shoe.
Lock him up. Come
All
on
right.
now.
Here's something you might enjoy a little more. Here's a way to have the best cup of coffee you can imagine.
Keep this in any longer. I have to share with you guys the best coffee that I've literally ever had in my entire life. And that's saying a lot for me, okay? This is my second time getting it today. Today, I've had it every single day since I discovered it. It's from Mamen. Hi, could I please do the salted tahini honeycomb latte with almond milk? Ice, please. Thank you so much.
So gross.
I know that tahini in a coffee might sound disgusting.
What's tahini? Something.
Tahini is one of the main ingredients in hummus. It is, I think, a bean paste. And she's putting it in her latte with honey and swears it's the best thing to do. I can't go with it. I can't. I'm sorry. Well, I'm an experimental food guy, but I can't put tahini in coffee.
But I mean, if you're saying it's ground to a paste and it's a grain.
Yeah.
Or it's a chickpea-based type of thing. For protein, I mean, if you mix it all up and it's more consistency than flavor, I'm just, we're food tasters on this show.
I guess it just
would you give it a go?
I would taste it, sure, but
where
I don't think I'd like it.
Did she get it at a chain?
It's at a chain, and I think in New York City, but we could actually do it ourselves.
I've got the recipe right here.
You do?
Oh, good.
All right, well then, why not? Is it worth it? I don't know if it's worth it. I don't think it's that big a deal. You know what I mean?
It looks like a lot of work.
Really? I'm out.
All right. But you know what? That's the great way to have coffee. Now, let's close with this. I know my boys love baseball, and perhaps you remember Cubs announcer.
Way to go. We won that Dodgers series. Yes!
Mike, I know that Harry Carey used to speak for the Cubs, and his son, Skip Carey, did some. Did you know he has a grandson in the business?
I did not.
Yes. Chris Carey. And he had a rough game to call, and he stepped in it.
1-2 pitch. High in the air, deep to right. That ball is foul. Or gone.
Oh, no. He's been doing it a while, hasn't he?
Absolutely launched. Law dog.
I don't understand what happened. It's nowhere near foul.
Not even close. He didn't pay attention.
He put on Twitter, Chris Carey wrote, "Totally lost it in the lights." No, that's not what he said.
I totally lost it. I was so shit-faced. I thought I was seeing a foul ball, but it ended up being a long home run.
Chris Carey says, "I totally lost in the lights. No excuses. Unfair to Butler and our fans that I messed it up as badly as I did. This is completely and totally on me. Wish I could have it back, but that's baseball. I apologize and will be better tomorrow."
You know, I don't do TV play-by-play. I've done radio play-by-play for college baseball. But I would imagine that, you know, when you're watching a game, Josh, you've watched enough baseball to know you can't follow the ball all the time. You don't know where it's going, but you got to look where the fans are. Right?
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of times those guys are watching on TV monitors.
Yep, they're checking something else. Or they're checking the blonde in the third row.
But TV broadcasters have it easy because what they need to do is just be quiet.
Yeah.
And let the picture speak for itself.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You see the guy running around and he goes, home runs, but he's got to call it foul. That
Mike,
was a panicky moment.
The actual quote, and I'd like to have this for you to remember tonight.
Okay.
High in the air, deep to right, that ball is foul or gone. That's actually what he said.
Wow, that's awesome. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode. Can you turn that down just a wee bit? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. More fun. We will not be making a tahini coffee mixture.
No.
But I'd love to have a taste test sometime because we had two of them on that beautiful video segment, and I'm just chomping to do it. Maybe I'll drink a whole bottle of wine during the show.
That'll help.
I've got
that
Naked Wines wine that I said I was going to open up, and we might do that.
That battery chip, though, only available in the UK.
Tomorrow, I will tell you all about the project that I did, the home project that was a significant one, and what, if any reaction it gets from my beloved when she comes home tomorrow. Hurry home, honey. I miss you. For Josh Sciarocca and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hi, Carla.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The rent stays like a buffalo.
Well, my sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby.
Well, I don't got a baby. It ain't cold, but they're...